What is the 1888 message? Is it biblical? Chapter 4. Preparation for Christ's Coming, a Day of Atonement Ministry. Introduction. Jones and Wagoner saw that genuine righteousness by faith since 1844 is an experience ministered from the Most Holy Apartment. It is not concerned primarily with preparing people to die, but preparing a corporate body of God's people for translation at the coming of Christ. The great controversy between Christ and Satan cannot be concluded until such a demonstration develops. Thus it is evident that views of popular churches that do not follow Christ by faith in His Most Holy Apartment ministry cannot be present truth, righteousness by faith. The Seventh-day Adventist Church has a special, unique message of the everlasting gospel entrusted to us. The world must know about the cleansing of the sanctuary and how it relates to practical godliness. Here is a fundamental point of concern within the church. The Bible evidence confirms that Paul anticipated an antitypical day of atonement ministry at a later time of deorthosis, setting right imposed by the prophetic word. The cleansing of the heavenly sanctuary guarantees this consecrated way to Christian perfection for all who do not resist the work of Christ. Without it, no one can endure seeing the second coming of Christ. Perfection of Christian character through faith in Christ's ministry in the Most Holy Apartment is a fundamental motif of the third angel's message. The hour of God's judgment includes cleansing of the sanctuary. On the typical day of atonement, the high priest accomplished his typical work to cleanse the people from all your sins before the Lord. On this antitypical day of atonement, the high priest will antitypically cleanse his people from all sin, which is transgressing of God's holy law. Cf. Revelation 22 verses 10 to 12. Transference of the guilt of sin to the sanctuary typified how God must assume the responsibility for our sins. The great controversy between Christ and Satan involves the honor of God's throne through the success of the plan of salvation. If it doesn't save people from sin, it doesn't work, and God is embarrassed if it appears to be a failure. The sins of God's professed people profane His name. The real issue in the judgment is the honor of His name and the success of His plan of salvation made evident to the universe. Since 1844, work has been in progress to honor His name. A parallel metaphor is that of the bride growing up, prepared for the wedding. The 1888 message was Christ's appeal to the church as His bride-to-be. For an inordinate period of time, she has not made herself ready. Summary. Scripture affirms an eschatological fulfillment of God's call to character perfection through the unprecedented high priestly ministry of Christ in the Most Holy Apartment. This special day of atonement ministry is a unique understanding cherished, in part, by Seventh-day Adventists since the 1844 era. It prepares a people for translation and guards them against the error of perfectionism. Conclusion. This message linking the cleansing of the sanctuary to the perfection of Christian character is not based on egocentric fear or on a desire for reward, but on a concern for the divine bridegroom's reward for his sacrifice. This is a vitally essential truth, all but unknown in the Seventh-day Adventist Church today. It is commonly thought impossible for our people to grasp. Without this motivation clearly perceived, lukewarmness in spirituality becomes unavoidable and soon replaces the first love that new converts experience. Fear and hope of reward become ineffective motivations, which in these last days assume ever more sophisticated forms that deceive people into a false sense of security. Thus, in the loud cry message, the focus of the church's attention will be shifted to Christ and away from self and self-concern. Such a focus will startle many sincere Christians of other denominations who have been searching in vain for a practical understanding of the constraint that agape imposes. Many do sincerely love the Lord Jesus, but the thought of His vindication as the conclusion of a great controversy between Christ and Satan has eluded them. They will welcome this revelation.